This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. House Democrats continue to make their case to the Senate in President Trump's impeachment trial, with the focus on the first charge against him, abuse of power. Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler told the senators that President Trump has done what no other president would have thought of doing.
No president has ever used his office to compel a foreign nation to help him cheat in our elections. Prior presidents would be shocked to the core by such conduct.
Senate Judiciary Chairman and Trump ally Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he is taking a wait-and-see attitude about the House's case.
Let's see what the other side says, then we'll make our decision about what the president actually did or didn't do.
Trump is charged with abusing his power by withholding military aid to Ukraine until Kiev started an investigation of his political rival Joe Biden. He is also charged with obstructing Congress. He has dismissed the impeachment as a hoax. A new poll shows not only are Americans sharply divided when it comes to whether President Trump should be removed from office, they doubt the impeachment trial will do anything to change their thinking. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows 45% of Americans think Trump should be convicted and removed from office. 40% say he should remain president, while about 1 in 7 say they don't know enough to have an opinion. About 80% of Republicans say Trump should remain in office, while the same percentage of Democrats say he should be removed. And about 3/4 of those responding say the trial is unlikely to produce information that will change their minds. Mike Hempen, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization announced Thursday that a coronavirus outbreak in China does not rise to the level of an international emergency. The WHO decision came as the Chinese government isolated several cities in an effort to contain the virus. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Most transport in Wuhan was suspended on Thursday morning, and people were told not to leave. Hours later, state media in neighboring Huanggang said it was imposing a similar lockdown. With hundreds of millions of passengers traveling ahead of Lunar New Year, health officials fear transmissions could skyrocket. The previously unknown virus strain is believed to have emerged late last year from illegally traded wildlife at a Wuhan animal market. Hundreds have already been infected. The virus has also been reported in Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong, and several other countries, including the United States, stoking fears it is already spreading worldwide.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect its Muslim Rohingya population from persecution and atrocities, and to preserve evidence of alleged crimes against them. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Thursday's court ruling came after the mostly Muslim Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the UN's highest body for disputes between states. It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention.
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017. Their villages up in smoke. They left in whatever way they could for neighboring Bangladesh.
That's Joe Davies reporting. Several world leaders gathered in Jerusalem to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. Linda Gradstein reports.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke emotionally about the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust and the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp.
When soldiers opened the gates of Auschwitz on January 27, 1945, they found 7,000 half-starved, half-naked prisoners, hundreds of boxes of camp records that documented the greatest mass murder in history.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Auschwitz is a symbol of evil to the world.
It is the culmination of what can happen when our people have no voice, no land, no shield.
That's Linda Gradstein reporting. And I'm David Byrd, VOA News.